barely a scream that time. You're getting used to this too, aren't you? No, I can tell. This just isn't that scary for you anymore, is it? You know, we are running out of things to frighten you with. I blame myself, honestly. I just don't have the mind to figure out new ways to scare you. To make your skin crawl. I know there are still a few things left to try, my little toy, but honestly, I'm just too impatient to scheme up new scenarios. Now, I know we promised to wait, but I think it's about time to start getting physical again. Don't you? That was wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been hours since you struggled like that. And those lovely eyes. I thought they were looking tired for a while. But you're wide awake now. Are you really so afraid? Of a little discomfort, a little pain. Good. I like that. I hope it motivates you to try extra hard to escape. If you can get a limb free, I promise to give you a break. No need to thank me, or whatever you're trying to say. During all that up and down, your gag got a little messy. Here, let me get that for you. I forgot how nice your scream sounds when it's not muffled by my silk. Truly perfect. Oh, it was such a good idea not to eat you right away. I was beginning to wonder, you know. Your heart just wasn't in these last few dances of ours. Just because I removed the gag was not an invitation to speak. Better. Now, open. Open your mouth for the new gag, little pet. Have it your way. After all, it's not like it's difficult to just wrap your entire head in my silk. It achieves the same basic effect. Yes, just like that. You're awfully twitchy all of a sudden. Are you a little more nervous now that you can't see where I am? Does it make it harder to predict what's coming? Does it make you tense with anticipation? Wondering where I will be next. Where will I touch? As much as I will miss those wide, panicked eyes, you're making a strong case to keep you blind. Oh no, I won't be eating them so soon. I will want to watch those gorgeous eyes later. But for now, I am enjoying watching you tense and twitch far too much. I know you'll miss seeing me too, but try to bear with it. After all, I won't be very far away. Oh. And it's so much easier to surprise you this way as well. Do you feel even more helpless? Can't move, can't call for help, and now you can't even see where I am. Where the big bad spider has skittered off to. You know, I'm a little at a loss for how to hurt you. Usually I don't really care much what my food feels or thinks. I just eat it. But I think if I eat you, or even just parts, you probably won't live very long, will you? I thought as much. Thank you for letting me know. I suppose I will have to feed you as well. It seems silly, feeding one's food. But that's for later. First, let's see about making you squirm and struggle for me. I suppose I could just cut you a bit with my claws. Does this not hurt, human? Should I perhaps push harder? Well, if it hurts, why aren't you dancing for me? You're just tensing. You're breathing a little harder, and I can see blood. But honestly, that was even less fun than putting you in the dark. As nice as your trembling is, it's not what really does it for me. And just between you and me, your cries of pain are frankly repulsive. I almost wanted to throw up when you screamed like that. It's nowhere near as sweet as your crisp, clear screams of fear. Well, between your abysmal show and that terrible noise, I think we should try something else. I'm just not sure what. I don't suppose you have any ideas in that little mind, human? Any suggestions for how best to torment you? I thought not. What was that? Just now, when I let go of you, you squeaked. That twitch. What did I just do, little pet? When I took my hands off your sides? I wonder if I just reach out and... Oh! I just put my hands on you that time. You're trembling under my fingers like a leaf. Tell me, you're not ticklish, are you? Are you sure? Then what made you squeak like that? I see. So you wouldn't mind if I just put my hand right here and squeezed? Oh my, you really are ticklish, aren't you? The way you giggled, the way you squirmed. It's really cute. You've got a really cute laugh, you know? It's kind of infectious. And I've got to say, I really like the way you squirm and twitch when I tickle your chest like this. It's fun. You know, I think this might be my favorite dance of yours yet. I wonder where else my little cocoon is ticklish. All wrapped up like this. There aren't that many places I can get at. I mean, I can get at your stomach and chest and neck. That's a good spot, isn't it? But there must be more spots on you to play with. We'll have to find out, won't we?